news you want to hear with a weekend on the way, but we have a big storm system on the way. For today, mostly cloudy. We're dry today, not as cool, high 57. Tonight, rain develops, especially late tonight, and continues through the overnight hours, low temperature 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain, and I'm talking a cold rain, with a high temperature barely up to about 49, low Saturday night 44, and then on Sunday. Rain is likely on and off, high temperature around 50. Monday is a cold winter's day, high temperature only about 44, maybe a leftover shower as well. You're going to want to get our weather app on your phone or tablet before this storm system arrives. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to be very helpful. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Alabama Catholic Church officials have now released the names of priests and other officials who had credible accusations of sexual misconduct with minors made against them. There are a number of names associated with local Catholic churches. To see the full list, visit our website, alabamanews.net. Autauga County authorities are looking for the person who broke into the Autaugaville school. They say the suspect used a BB gun to shoot out an office window and then stole school property. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And students at Virginia College are still looking for answers after the school suddenly announced its closing Wednesday. Many students say they're getting conflicting information about the next steps, and they don't know what's happening to the tuition they've already paid. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Quiet, roomy, and downright plush. Sounds like a five-star hotel, right? Well, close, except this one has four wheels under it. It's the all-new, fully redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 of Brubaker, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. From luxury truck to work truck, the Ram 1500 delivers a smooth ride without sacrificing towing or hauling capability. It's lighter, stronger, and fine-tuned for improved ride comfort, off-road capability, and load leveling. These are creature features you can't get from a hotel. Trucks have no business being this nice inside, but don't be fooled by the sedan-like ride. The new 2019 Ram 1500 can tow up to 12,750 pounds or shoulder as much as 2,300 pounds of payload. Come experience the difference of the all-new, redesigned 2019 Ram 1500 at Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're in Prattville, Montgomery, and always online at Brubaker.com. Better vehicles, better service, and better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker.
During this special time of year, we should all take a moment and count our blessings. At Mr. Electric of Montgomery, we understand it's you, our loyal customers, who have helped make us so successful over the years. To the Mr. Electric team, the safety of your home and family are more than just a job. It's a passion we share. Our dedication to providing quality workmanship and total customer satisfaction is always a priority. From everyone at Mr. Electric, we'd like to extend our heartfelt thanks for your business over the past year and wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season. And remember, when you have an electrical problem, don't take chances. Give us a call and...
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Final farewell for President George H.W. Bush.
It's another remarkable day of tribute.
President Bush laid to rest next to his wife, Barbara.
1 month after the election, a congressional race in North Carolina could be headed for a do-over amid allegations of election fraud.
this massive storm system that has pounded Southern California.
Mudslides in several burn areas, including Malibu.
The Southwest plane went off the runway while landing in the rain.
Continued fears about U.S.-China trade relations.
This comes on the back of news that the CFO of Huawei, the Chinese tech giant, has been arrested and faces extradition to the U.S.
Kevin Hart has stepped down as host of the 2019 Oscars after some past anti-gay comments have resurfaced.
Now the search is on for another host.
The Golden Globe nominations are out for Dick Cheney movie Vice, starring Christian Bale as the former vice president, leading the field with 6 nominations. A Star is Born earning 5 nominations.
We're far from
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan. The United States was at peace with that nation. The attack yesterday on the Hawaiian Islands has caused severe damage to American naval and military forces. I regret to tell you that very many American lives have been lost. As Commander-in-Chief of the Army and Navy, I have directed that all measures be taken for our defense, but always will our whole nation remember the character of the onslaught against us. Hostilities exist. There is no blinking at the fact that our people, our territory, and our interests are in grave danger. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph. So help us God.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday TGIF edition. 272-9228. First-time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know, and we'll put your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then today, open to any callers, is the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of things that you put in there. Now, let me tell you something, folks. They've got the pecan tins and the popcorn tins. They got the bags of pecans. They've got great cakes, the caramel cake, butterscotch cake. Go down and see them. Tell Reed Ingram, your Dan Morris Show listener, and take great care of them. They're going to take good care of you. But any caller can get in that. We're going to do that drawing in about 35 minutes. So whoever wins can get down there and take advantage of it for this weekend. Great place for Christmas shopping. Speaking of Christmas shopping, Southern Home and Garden, Vaughn Road. Incredible selection. I had Blakely and Russell in yesterday. I am so impressed with that company and the way they put together. We've known the Brown family for a long time. We went to church together. And Blakely's grandmother, Martha, is a wonderful member of our church and basically one of the folks that do all the buying and runs the place. It is a great company. If you want to get a live tree, I would do it today and go out to Sweet Creek, to Southern Home and Garden to get that because it is really something. Joey, since we've got, you just pull those up, let's do the Catherine Herridge. And this is a stop and go, by the way.
update on the Comey situation.
The former FBI director arrived here at the Rayburn House office building just about an hour and a half ago. They've been inside this closed-door transcribed interview session for about an hour. On the way into that session, Director Comey, who's written a book about his experiences at the FBI and Justice Department and who's given dozens of interviews, did not answer reporters' questions. Let's listen.
Director Comey, will you take some questions? To the Director Comey, do you stand by the decisions you made during the 2016 presidential campaign?
For Republicans here this morning, they say this interview really comes down to two core issues. One is about power and the other is about accountability. And the decisions the FBI director made during the 2016 campaign. And just to emphasize, this was an extraordinary year because the FBI was investigating Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server for government business. And when that criminal investigation closed within a few weeks, they opened the counterintelligence investigation into the opposing candidate, Donald Trump. One Republican said that there is evidence that, in fact, the investigation into the Trump campaign began much earlier than publicly acknowledged. Here's Congressman Mark Meadows.
Why was there information being collected, and under whose authority did that information get collected, and was the investigation actually going on before they officially opened what is now known as Crossfire Hurricane on July 31st of 2016.
Another Republican is very focused on this anti-Trump dossier that was used to secure a surveillance warrant for a Trump campaign aide. He wants to know when the Justice Department official Bruce Orr was told by the British author of the dossier, Christopher Steele, that he had this tremendous animus against candidate Trump. And when did Director Comey have this information, and what did he do with it?
Learned from Bruce Orr that Christopher Steele had told him he was desperate to stop President Trump from being president. I want to know when James Comey knew that, and more importantly, did he know that before they went to the FISA court with Mr. Steele's work product?
This is behind closed doors today, but what sets it apart from the other interviews, Bill, is that there's going to be a transcript that will be released, we're told, within 24 hours, so as early as Saturday, so everyone at home can read the transcript and judge for themselves the quality and the depth of the former director's answers.
That was interesting.
How about the Democrat?
There you go. That was interesting. We also have gotten word that Comey's attorneys, which he kind of mentioned, but is a little bit bigger than this, have been telling him he cannot answer. Now, they were marked, they were referred to as government attorneys. And I'm not sure that, I'm not sure what the situation is that. Why would a government attorney be talking to them about not being able to answer things? Is it that there's an ongoing investigation into that, and he shouldn't answer it, or are they trying to do it to protect Comey? I get worried about those type of things. Let's continue on. The question is going to be, how are the Democrats reacting to this? And you and me, you're going to hear something about what the Democrats are going to do towards the end of this.
How about the Democrats? What are they interested in? What could or would they ask, Catherine?
Well, a handful of Democrats have entered the session already today, and they have strong objections to the fact that it's behind closed doors. They say they would prefer to see public testimony. The big difference with the public testimony is that each lawmaker only gets 5 minutes, and Republicans say they need an hour aside in this closed-door interview to really drill down on some of the most sensitive issues. Hear the Democrats from earlier today.
The entire purpose of this investigation is to cast aspersion on the real investigation, which is Mueller. There's no evidence whatsoever of bias at the FBI or any of this other nonsense they're talking about.
Wild goose chase. It's been a rerun of the same questions and answers through multiple interviews. I like TV reruns, but this is getting a little ridiculous.
Congressman Nadler, who is going to be the incoming chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, also told reporters that once he takes the gavel, he's basically going to put a stake through the heart of this FBI investigation that's been run by the Republicans.
How about that? Put a stake through the heart of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading that it seems one was a DOJ and DOJ lawyer instructed Comey not to answer a great many questions are clearly items at the core of our investigation.
Core of an ongoing investigation. Mm-hmm. I wonder what the question was.
Yeah.
Because that would tell us what they're investigating.
I mean, we will see this transcript Saturday, hopefully. So that will allow us to sort of see what was off limits, according to these so-called lawyers. Though I wonder, somewhat, is it an actual investigation, or as you suggested, are they also protecting Comey and using that as sort of
the reason,
rationale? Yeah.
Pull up to my clips and let me see what we have that is compatible with this. Let's do Trump and the nominees, William Barr and Heather Now, and UN Ambassador.
President Trump confirmed minutes ago he's made his choice to be Attorney General and U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. The president says he will nominate former Attorney General William Barr to replace Jeff Sessions and Chief State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to replace Ambassador Nikki Haley at the U.N. Major Garrett is at the White House. Major, what do we know about Barr?
Well, let's talk about Barr first. He was George Herbert Walker Bush's attorney general for just under 2 years, and in every way, an establishment pick for this president who doesn't often do that. And this reflects an urge by this White House to have someone who would have a less difficult time winning Senate confirmation. Because William Barr served as George Herbert Walker Bush's attorney general and is not viewed as a Trump loyalist, the White House assumes he will have an easier confirmation battle. One thing I can tell you, John, is there were some opponents of this nomination inside and outside the White House who believed he didn't have a firm personal relationship with the president and may not support all of his agenda items on civil rights and immigration. So that's going to be an issue internally, but William Barr will be the president's nominee. As for Heather Nauert, she's spokeswoman at State Department, former Fox News presenter, not a whole lot of foreign policy experience. The big question, will she have a significant voice within the Trump inner circle on national security and foreign policy as Nikki Haley did?
Nikki Haley didn't have any foreign policy experience.
Not really, no.
And she's a smart lady, very, very, very smart lady, but she didn't have foreign policy experience. Her only experience about it is because her parents came from India. So that one's going to be interesting how the press is going to treat her.
It's interesting, though, that Heather Nauert, I suppose that's how you say the last
Nauert,
name
yeah,
there.
Nauert. I'll go with that.
She is not going to be up to the same level even as Haley. It's not a cabinet-level position.
And that's what it had been floated out there.
And I suppose she would report to the National Security Advisor, which is John Bolton, who used to be a U.N. ambassador for the George W. Bush administration. So this could be sort of a way of, okay, John Bolton gets to still be National Security Advisor and also
U.N. ambassador.
And Nauert is essentially the spokeswoman. But we'll see. She might have more of an outsized presence at the U.N. Once she's picked, she could be, you know, fired or asked to resign if she does something, but once she's there, she could, you know, cut her own path. Who knows?
Interesting. Trump has tweeted that Tillerson, Rex Tillerson, was dumb as a box of rocks.
Okay.
Because Tillerson was talking about a lot of people going to be going from the White House. This will be a fun tete-a-tete here. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
You got a bloody right to say.
Dan Morris Show.
You got a bloody right to say.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
When severe weather threatens, you need the most experienced and trusted names in weather.
This is a dangerous storm located
That's
here.
Why Blue Water Broadcasting's Rich Thomas Weather Network and the Alabama News Network have teamed up to bring you the most comprehensive weather coverage in the river region.
Horses have been evacuated, so people are in
the river region's most experienced meteorologist, Rich Thomas.
And moving northeast at 55.
Along with Shane Butler's decades of experience, the two most trusted names in weather, together on the Alabama News Network and all Blue Water radio stations.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
This is Rick Peters, owner and manager of Blue Water Broadcasting, and I want to take a moment to wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from all of us at Blue Water Broadcasting.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Time was drifting, this rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway. Restless feeling really got a hold. I started searching for a better way.
272-9228, that's where we are.
They kept on looking for a sign in the middle of the night. But I couldn't see the light. No, I couldn't see the light.
Making a big old W in the stock market here. It was going to happen.
Couldn't get it right. Couldn't get it right.
We were talking to Dr. Sorensen about Yemen and the Saudi Arabia and the Crown Prince situation. So CBS did a report this morning inside Yemen in a refugee camp. There's some interesting pieces in here.
Peace talks aimed at ending nearly 4 years of civil war in Yemen are underway in Sweden. The fighting between a Saudi-led coalition and Iranian-backed rebels has killed more than 10,000 people and pushed millions to the brink of famine. The U.S. supplies weapons and intelligence to Saudi forces. Elizabeth Palmer is the only U.S. network correspondent inside Yemen. She visited a refugee camp in southern Yemen.
I'm in a refugee camp where about 2,500 people live, and every one of them is here because they've fled fighting elsewhere in Yemen. They've always been poor, but now they are destitute, living in the most rudimentary shelter, bits of wood, tarpaulins. Of course, they have no proper access to medical care. The Ali family, for example, can't get help for their six-year-old daughter who has a really severe neurological problem. And just a few weeks ago, a child here died of cholera. The sanitation here is dangerously bad. There are a few latrines, but most people just use the fields. And yet, people here are getting just about enough food to eat. And that's more than you can say for 14 million other Yemenis. The number of people the United Nations now says is at the risk of extreme hunger or even starvation this winter. For CBS This Morning, I'm Elizabeth Palmer in Mishafa refugee camp in Yemen.
It's a massive humanitarian crisis there. Elizabeth Palmer reporting from Yemen.
And I'm glad she's there to remind us exactly what some of the conditions are on the ground, the war that is going on, the war that the U.S. has helped aid, and that will be a debate in Congress about whether to continue that.
Tens of thousands of children have been killed.
Joe, if you go back to the very beginning of that clip, and I'll tell you when to stop it, because she said something that was very important here about what was going on in Yemen.
Peace talks aimed at ending nearly 4 years of civil war in Yemen are underway in Sweden.
Right there. Peace talks are underway. You remember when Mattis and Pompeo said, we're getting very close.
Yes.
And not to disturb things with the MBS and the accusations. I think that's exactly what he was talking about.
Right.
I think he was getting Saudis close to the fact that they were going to stop. Iran was going to stop, and we were going to stop supporting them, which is exactly what needed to happen. I mean, that would be a good outcome. And I think what they were saying is don't screw this up by going in and trying to beat up MBS out here, the Crown Prince. So that's an interesting development. Notice how light the media has been on this. I mean, it's hard to find a story on Yemen out there.
And it's amazing. I don't know why, because especially as the end of the W. Bush administration was... They were always about foreign policy, always about what was going on in Afghanistan and Iraq. And now it's sort of, we don't hear that much about Afghanistan, we don't hear that much about Iraq, and we don't hear that much about Yemen and other places that the U.S. is involved in. We'll get blips if something big happens, but we don't see the day-to-day report in a detailed way.
Yeah, and I think the only reports that we're getting are when American troops are killed. Yeah. We had the bombing that killed the three and things like that, but I hate to say, even the general admitted it, it's kind of like a stalemate type situation. Right. We're just trying to hold our own here and make little progressions. So, see what happens in that category. Let me see here which way. Oh, you're going to love this. Democrats are looking at banning guns on Capitol Hill. Listen in.
House Democrats are pushing a plan to take guns away from their fellow lawmakers, California Congressman Jared Huffman, backed by Nancy Pelosi, looking to roll back a decades-old Capitol Hill regulation that allows members of Congress to carry guns on Capitol grounds. Huffman says it's all about making the Hill safer. But is there something more behind it? Here to weigh in is a member of the Second Amendment Caucus, Congressman Jeff Duncan of South Carolina. Congressman, what's he up to?
Well, Brian, first off, we have to look at the words of Hawaiian Senator Hirono this week that the Democrats know and are smarter than their voters. Look, they're trying to create a solution to a problem that doesn't exist. Since 1967, members of Congress have been able to carry firearms onto this Capitol Hill campus. There hadn't been a problem in 50 years, as you pointed out. And so the curtain has been pulled back on the progressive agenda. You look at who is pushing this, Jared Huffman, but then you have the words of Eric Swalwell from California, who debated Tucker Carlson on your show about his desire to have the government confiscate guns and do a government buyback program. It's all about gun control for the Nancy Pelosi Democrats in this Congress.
The Nancy Pelosi Democrats in this Congress. I'm going to go to a break. I'll be back. We're top in the second part of this story. This is interesting. I'll be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Time was drifting. This rock got to roll. So I hit the road and made my getaway.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. It's 2018, friends. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deatsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no, zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump announcing his latest pick to head the Justice Department. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
William Barr, who served as Attorney General under President George H.W. Bush, will be nominated to once again lead the Department of Justice.
The president also says he wants former Fox News host and State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert to replace Nikki Haley as U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Former FBI Director James Comey's in closed-door interviews with two House committees. He's facing questions about Justice Department actions during the last presidential election. 18-year-old Dylan Augustiniak arrested this morning, accused of killing a salesman inside a Hanover, Maryland home on Wednesday.
He has been charged with first-degree murder, armed robbery, theft, and the use of a firearm in a violent crime.
Sergeant Jacqueline Davis with the Anne Arundel Police Department. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's not the news you want to hear with a weekend on the way, but we have a big storm system on the way. For today, mostly cloudy. We're dry today. Not as cool. High 57. Tonight, rain develops, especially late tonight, and continues through the overnight hours, low temperature 44. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, periods of rain, and I'm talking a cold rain, with a high temperature barely up to about 49, low Saturday night 44, and then on Sunday. Rain is likely on and off, high temperature around 50. Monday is a cold winter's day, high temperature only about 44, maybe a leftover shower as well. You're going to want to get our weather app on your phone or tablet before this storm system arrives. All you have to do is go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. It's going to be very helpful. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are. We were just talking about the UN ambassador in that clip we last played. We're going to play a clip for you from Senator Chris Murphy. They're already kind of beating him up on it. Let's go ahead, Joey.
Yeah. Just last, I want to get your reaction to tonight's breaking news that Heather Nauert is expected to be named the next UN ambassador.
Yeah, so I mean, I'd obviously like to see that announcement come from the White House before I react, too seriously to it. But, listen, our foreign policy is a mess, and the president was laughed at in his last speech before the UN. And I'm not sure anybody would advise him that the way to correct all his mistakes is to put a Fox and Friends anchor as our top ambassador to the United Nations. Heather Nauert, has been at the State Department, so it's not as if she has no experience, but she has no experience as a diplomat. She has no meaningful experience in government. She is clearly not qualified for this job, but these days it seems that the most important qualification is that you show up on Donald Trump's TV screen, and if you're successful in that endeavor, then you seem to be a top candidate to get a whole bunch of top positions in the U.S. government.
And all of them are going to be on the Fox News stuff. Every one of them will be doing. We're going to hit her up on that. Let's go to the phones and go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good Friday, gentlemen.
TGIF and all that.
Man, you better believe it. It's been a hell of a week. Business is booming, so I feel very lucky and blessed. Just the statements I heard are so outrageous. Our foreign policy is a mess. No, it's finally straightening out. Who in the hell is this bozo that was talking?
That was Senator Chris Murphy.
From Connecticut.
Connecticut, of all wonderful places.
Oh, Bernie's. He's in Bernie's outhouse.
Bernie's Vermont.
Vermont.
Oh, I'm sorry. God.
Connecticut's
very
even more
outhouse,
miserable.
Just a few miles apart. This is just beyond belief.
Not even
Connecticut. Close. Connecticut's right above New York.
Vermont's actually beautiful. Connecticut's...
Parts of Connecticut.
Yeah.
Parts.
But
I'll give him that.
Bernie Sanders is not beautiful. He's from Connecticut. Vermont.
Vermont.
Anyway, hey guys, it's just beyond belief the amount of skew in the news. And to me, we get less news now than we did 50 years ago when we only had three channels. The difference is now it's a single story news media across the board. And there's no news being reported about what's really going on in the rest of the world. And the only damn place we have for news is you, Bubba's, on WACV.
I like that. We had an interesting conversation a couple of weeks ago about that with the Inner Air Group. You're right. It's not a lot of news out there. There's a lot of opinion that's being presented as news.
Yeah, it's all opinion, man. That's no damn news what this man just said. That's his opinion.
Yeah, there's no news in it. And that, and particularly when you do CNN, which that came off of, MSNBC, and Morning Joe in particular, that what they did today and the way they did it was just unbelievable. It shows their built-in bias.
Well, I'm looking at Newhart's like background, Bachelor of Arts, Mount Vernon College for Women in Communications, Master's from Columbia University in Journalism, started in 96, working in journalism, working for First Business, worked at Fox News until 05, then moved on to ABC as a general assignment correspondent, then came back to Fox. She's also done like outside consulting for government affairs consultant, for health insurance, social security, and taxes. Also a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And that, then she joined the Trump administration.
I'm very impressed with the lady. May I make a comment? I'm so damn sick of Harvard and Boston College and all these great graduates that aren't worth a damn, that have taken our country in the wrong direction. Why don't they get somebody from Alabama, Harvard that's got some damn sense? Roll Tide. Go Trump. Have a good weekend, guys.
You too. I like that. That was good. Let's see.
I think it's just something to say.
Yeah. Whatever. Just remember the rule is whatever Trump does is not going to be right. That's write that down somewhere. So the Dems don't want guns to be up on the Hill. Imagine that.
Like, are they worried a fellow senator or congressman's going to
shoot them? Exactly. They're worried that somebody, some senator or congressman's going to go nuts and shoot them. This is in the second part of this story.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, it's a rule change, and what effect it will have, it's really up to a board of the Capitol Hill Police and the architect of the Capitol, Sergeant at Arms, to determine how the rules apply and what applies to members of Congress. Regardless, this is all for show. But it does show the American people that if the Democrats can't trust their own colleagues, members of Congress that are law-abiding gun owners, Second Amendment practitioners, then they probably don't trust the American people, and they're probably going to come after your guns through this Congress and bills passed through the House.
Is this part of the incremental movement that's out there, you believe, that has you on the Second Amendment caucus?
Oh, absolutely. It's incremental, and that's how they'll do it. Slowly but surely, that water will erode the bank, and the bank will fall over, and you'll turn around, and you will have lost your Second Amendment rights. That's what happens. Look, if stricter gun laws actually keep Americans safe, then Illinois would be the safest place on earth. The Second Amendment works, and it's worked for the history of our country.
Let's go to the phones and go to Duke. Duke, hello. Welcome aboard.
How are you, my friend?
I'm really good, and you?
I'm fine. I was that senator from Connecticut.
Yes.
He said that they're still running that same lie about them laughing at Trump at the UN. That they weren't laughing at him. Am I correct on that? They were kind of laughing at it was they kind of twisted it. They left something out of that.
Yeah, they were like he was saying, and you know, and I've done a really good job, and then he kind of said, right, and so that's what they were laughing at is the way,
right.
You know, the way he responded to them.
Right, that's what I thought, but he's still trying to mislead people on that. But anyway, that's my only comment. How you been doing?
I've been doing good, Duke, and you?
I'm fine. Merry Christmas to y'all.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, take it easy.
Thanks. Shall we do the drawing now so we can get everybody in?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. That's the right number, right?
Yes. All right. Oh, wow. Well, let's do this thing. And the winner is Papa John.
Papa John?
Yes.
Man. Papa John, you need to call me at 272-9228. You're the winner of the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. That's pretty good.
And we're, of course, talking about the Papa John who calls this show and other shows, who lives here locally in the River Region.
Not Papa John the Pizza Man.
Not Papa John the Pizza Man. Who,
that they took off.
Right, who was trying to show, here's how you don't be racist, but that was taken to be racist. So, now, no, the good Papa John.
The good Papa John, not the racist pizza Papa John.
Right, though he's not really racist. Exactly. He was trying to say he wasn't. Here's what how you shouldn't act.
Yeah.
But
you know, anyway. How the people go with that thing. And then they did the old revenues were falling because of that statement versus they had tied into the NFL. That's where a big chunk of their orders come. That's why they're sponsors to games and everything. Is this Papa John?
Mm-mm.
No?
This is James.
Hey, James. Welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. God bless America. I got a question for you, y'all.
You go ahead.
How can a court tell a parent how to raise their child as long as that is not an illegal endeavor? And what I'm talking about is that wasn't there a court order to some gentleman about if he didn't start encouraging his child to be a transgender, something that they were going to take away his parental rights? Is that maybe wrong? But I
briefly called out of the corner of my eye something like that, but I remember it went by too fast. But so you're saying the court said, if you're not going to encourage your son to be transgender, then we're going to do something to you?
I'm like you, I caught it at the tail, you know, I was not listening, but then I heard it and I started. Is what I understood was the court gave him an order that if he was not going to encourage his wife, and I guess they're separated, but his wife was encouraging the child in his transgender endeavor or whatever you call it. But then when it got with his father, he was not encouraging it. And the court told him that if he didn't encourage it and did not pay for the transgender whatever you call the therapy.
Reassignment.
Reassignment. That they were going to, I believe they said they were going to take him, take his parental rights away or something to do with that.
What state?
I didn't catch that. I think that came up. I heard it on your little news blips in between your...
We're not necessarily listening to that because we take our headsets off usually during those breaks.
But anyway, that's where I heard it.
James, I tell you what I'm going to do. Joey's going to kind of look it up a little bit while I'm talking to Papa John and see what we come up with.
Okay, brother.
You have a great one.
You too.
Yeah, I actually found it already as I was talking to Papa John. It's a battle going on in Texas, and I haven't been able to look into all the details.
Can you do that while I'm talking to Papa John?
Indeed.
Papa John, how are you, my friend? Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm better off now than I was an hour ago.
Man, you're a happy camper. I assume Joey has got your information.
Yes, he does. And Dan, I am so thrilled, and thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity, and it's... Of course, you know, I enjoy the show all the time, and it's and I know Reed and them out there, and I've been there before, and it's a great place. I highly recommend to anybody. In fact, if you had that a queuing by now, you better hurry.
There you go, because you're going to eat them all, aren't you?
Just about.
I'm going to send Reed your information right now, and okay. Then what I'm going to do is, if he acknowledges it before the show, I'll announce it on the show that you're ready to go. If not, I'll call you as soon as he acknowledges it. When are you thinking about going down?
I'm sorry, what? Probably won't get to go this afternoon because I know my bride's going to want to go with me and she's out Christmas shopping, but I will definitely go tomorrow sometime.
Well, I'll tell you something. The weather kind of goes south on us tomorrow, so if you do it, I would recommend doing it kind of early because that cold rain comes in.
Excellent recommendation. I'll get up, have a quick cup of coffee, and go do it.
There you go, my friend. Enjoy. I'll let you know as soon as I hear back from Reed.
Thanks again, Dan. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, you've been a good...
Enjoy, too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And, folks, it is a random number generator, I promise you, isn't it, Joey?
It is, yes. We just looked at it on the computer.
I just show it to Joey, hit a button, and then, wham, we got it here. So what are you finding out?
This is a pretty involved story, but here's the long and the short of it. It's in Texas.
Texas.
Yeah, where... All right, Texas, where a six-year-old biological, just to keep it clear, boy, is being torn apart by the transgender debate. The mother thinks this boy is a girl. James lives, this is the young boy's name, James, when he lives with his mother, Anne, goes by the name Luna. And since he expressed an interest in wearing girls' clothes, the mother, a pediatrician, began referring to him exclusively as her, enrolled him in school under his female name, encouraged him to cross-dress, and took him to a sympathetic, quote-unquote, rainbow counselor who lists working with transgender children as one of her specialties. And that therapist diagnosed James, sometimes referred to as Luna, with gender dysphoria, conflict between a person's biological sex and gender identity. And this diagnosis has allowed the mother, Anne, ammunition in a permanent custody fight over James or Luna against the father's parental rights. Because the father's not...
it's not a judge is doing something because of what he did or didn't do. It's because it's a custody battle over parental rights over the child. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Parental rights.
Well, I think she wants to bring it back up. Yes. They're already divorced, and there's already a settled agreement after that divorce.
And she wants full parental...
And since this whole transgender thing came up, she wants full custody.
Out of curiosity, and you know how that does with a cat, and Dan, is how does the mother identify herself? Does it talk about any type of sexual preference?
Not that I'm seeing quickly. It seems like she refers to herself as a woman.
But not
subjectively and biologically.
Lesbian or anything like that?
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
It's not out of the woodwork, though, that a pediatrician could be a lesbian. I don't know. I'm kind of continuing to go into this. It seems to all center around the fact that the father doesn't really buy the diagnosis or what the mother is encouraging. And she actually put in an application for a restraining order. Told the court that she fears the young boy/girl's father will enroll him in man sports and worries he will out Luna, otherwise known as James, as his son at elementary school events.
What city in Texas?
Let me keep looking. This is where it's a little frustrating. This write-up is Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah.
A little break, but before I do, I'll remind you about Jack Ingham Center She Used Car as a sponsor of this hour of the Dan Morris Show. Had someone buy a Jack Ingham Center She Used Car yesterday. Asked them to call in. They were too scared to do it. They may encourage them, but they said it was great, great how they handled everything. They closed it all yesterday. That's one of the best things they do. Their closing that they do is very comprehensive. They make sure you understand everything. Jack Ingham, as soon as you use cars, go by and see Lynn, Eric, Danielle, Tip Thames, of course, and my good friend, David Ingram. Dan Morris Show, we'll be back. Final segment right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Good times, bad times, you know I had my share. When my woman left home for a brown eyed man, but I still don't seem to care.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community, a 5-day return policy, credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Blue Water Chief Meteorologist Rich Thomas, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Roll off of the stock market. Down 520, 18 points. It's clicking a little bit better. It's taking, it's doing the jumping back and forth, but mainly on a downward trend now, or getting better trend. The loss is going down. We got to do a couple of things here. Baby, It's Cold Outside is being banished from radio stations. Listen in to their thought process on this first section.
Classic holiday song from the 1940s is hitting a sour note, you could say, at some radio stations. They have banned the song Baby, It's Cold Outside after the rise of the Me Too movement.
I simply must go.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is
but
no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has been.
Critics say that the lyrics describe a date rape scenario and that the song no longer deserves a spot on Christmas playlists. Jamie Yuka shows us how the outcry is part of a larger cultural shift over what's considered acceptable these days.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Over the years, 1944's Baby, It's Cold Outside has been interpreted by more than 100 singers.
Just like my mother will start to worry.
But now it's being reinterpreted by listeners.
I ought to say no, no, no.
My divine.
Who are hearing more than just an innocently flirtatious Christmas song.
I ought to say no, no, no.
The Me Too movement has changed the way that we look at content and lyrics of songs.
When San Francisco radio station Coit started playing the song as part of its Christmas music format, they were overwhelmed by listener complaints.
What specifically did people say when they initially emailed you?
It was a mix of issues. People that had been sexually harassed or had been raped or had children in the car that were offended by the lyrics.
Offended by the lyrics? She says in the song, I should say, I ought to say, no, no, no. So what she's doing is she's contemplating whether she say no, I ought to, or yes, in a passive sense.
Which, in a time, the song's written in the 40s, if you say yes, you're considered, for lack of a better word, a slut or a whore.
Versus passive submission.
Yeah, the passive, like, oh, I don't
know. I ought to say
right.
No, no, no.
The whole back and forth of the song. The whole gist of the song, which why hundreds of singers have covered the song. Because most people understand what's going on when they hear it. Not that the guy's like, oh, I'm keeping you in here, it's cold.
Yeah, I'm going to rape you.
Good Lord.
Listen to the second part of the story.
Monday, Coit pulled the tune, joining other stations in Ohio and Canada.
Mr. Will be suspicious.
Your lips look delicious.
I'm sure that this was not the first time that people have listened to Baby, It's Cold Outside and thought, ooh, that sounds a little coercive. But what's different is that the Me Too movement has said we actually have to do something about it.
According to gender studies expert Ange Marie Hancock Alfaro, the current controversy is part of a growing cultural shift in how some classic songs and films are now viewed.
I got Carol in the bedroom right now, passed out cold.
In the era of Me Too, I think what's really come up about movies like 16 Candles or The Breakfast Club is, you know, the relationships between the males and the females and the ways in which, you know, there are kind of casual references to assaulting someone when they are too drunk to consent.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
Coit is letting listeners decide whether to bring Baby back. An online poll will determine if Baby, It's Cold Outside will get iced out for good.
So what's been the feedback since you pulled the song?
Don't mess with my Christmas music. That's been the feedback.
For CBS This Morning, Jamie Yukis, San Francisco.
Man. We should have pulled that song up. Matter of fact, see if you can find it on YouTube. Let's go to Ronnie. Ronnie, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, enjoy.
Wow, Merry long time Christmas. No talk to.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And maybe it's cold outside, or it's going to be. And now I'm wondering if they're going to take Bing Crosby's song off about White Christmas.
Well,
they may, well, I mean, think about it now.
I see where you're going with that.
And I ain't going no further. I just want to call you and Joy because I ain't called in a long while and tell you both have a Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Ronnie, thanks for the telephone call. I want you to have
I hope both win a lottery.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, well, let's tell Kay Ivey we want the lottery. Like to have casinos down on the Gulf.
There you go. And legalized
pot. Y'all have a great day. Have a Merry Christmas and God bless you.
Merry Christmas to you. Somebody sent me an email, said the I saw Mama kissing Santa Claus. That's subjecting minors to softcore porn. Holly Jolly Christmas, kiss her once for me, unwanted advances. White Christmas, as Ronnie just said, racism. Santa Claus is coming to town, sees you when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake, peeping Tom Stalker. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is a bully. It's about bullying.
Oh, yeah, there's been outrage about Rudolph. No, and I think, though, the Catholic Church did frown upon the I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus because it sort of suggested
a saint
adultery. Because, you know, I think Santa has privileges, and it was probably like an innocent kiss, like a father to a daughter. Like he probably
or a husband to a wife.
Right, that's possible, but, I mean, I'm thinking the real Santa.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Forced gender-specific gifts, dolls for Janice and Jean, and boots and pistols, guns for Barney and Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Santa baby. Santa baby.
Mm-hmm.
Gold digger. Blackmail.
What's wrong with that?
Frosty the Snowman, sexist, not a snow woman.
Wow.
Do you hear what I hear? Blatant disregard for the hearing impaired. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Well,
make it happy, you know.
Mistletoe and holly, overeating, folks stealing a kiss or two. How did that song see the light of day? All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Physical abuse. Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Elder abuse.
Oh,
Joey, wow. I want to thank you for a great show today, buddy.
It's been a good show.
Yeah, I can't. Somebody sent me. I can't believe my ears. Damn pansies. That's from James Cole. James, thanks for the for the message. Joey, thank you for a great show. Good audience, show. Thank you so very much. Be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock, and I keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.